Good Friday morning. You are listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios today is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. We got so much to share with you this morning. Wonderful things are taking place. I want to give a shout-out this morning to Jordan. What an awesome testimony, man, how God touched your heart when you heard Steve Kalaszewski, your former Marine in the streets of Iraq, battling side-by-side. Now you guys are standing together today, man. That is so awesome. We can't wait to tell you more. You heard of 90 Minutes in Heaven, as we shared last week. Well, we're going to be able to share today about a six-year-old by the name of Cooper that saw in detail heaven and drew it and colored it out, and it was so accurate. It's amazing. We have so much to talk to you about. Oh, yeah. And you know what, Pat?
What?
Pizza machines. Do you know that?
Oh, my goodness.
Pizza in 3 minutes, as if 30 minutes wasn't fast enough. Goodness, here we are, Friday morning. You're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. And again, joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, it's just really neat to see what's going on. I want to give a big shout-out to all of our Android users out there. We have launched the Android VFN TV app, so you are not alone. You can now go to your Android store, type in VFN, that's V as Victor, VFN TV, and guess what? The VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app will come up, and it is yours for free. And you can carry VFN TV everywhere you want to go. That's the Android store, VFN TV. Download it and begin to enjoy all the things that's happening out there. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, Pat, it's just neat to see, you know, the effectiveness and yet the enjoyment of just walking together with those who are the Lord's, those that even those that have gone astray, you know,
right.
And God's loving on them, bringing them back, because God loves those who have gone astray.
Yes,
and he would, that no man, you know, would actually permanently go astray, call them back.
Right.
And those that he's drawn to himself, you know, I mean, just wonderful thing to be able to do, to partner with everybody and just kind of walk what's going on. I'm going to give a shout out this morning to Sharon in Denver. Love you guys. We're excited about what the Lord is doing there. Also, I want to give a shout out to Barbara this morning. I know that also to all the teachers out there that are on summer vacation. I want to make sure that you use your time appropriately. Get your homework done, even though you're on summer break, teachers. You know, it's and a lot of teachers, sometimes teachers get paid year round. And sometimes, you know, they work all throughout the year. And some teachers actually get off, you know, for the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember how exciting that was when we were in school?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we finally, you know, got to be able to do nothing.
Right.
Of course, we got in a lot less trouble when, you know what I'm saying, when school was in.
All right. Some of us, anyway.
Yeah, some of us, no doubt, no doubt. Well, I just want to give a big shout out there to our fathers. I want to wish you an early happy Father's Day. You know, Sundays is Father's Day. So if you're thinking about, you know, doing something for your father, this is the time to do it.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? You know, and he says, the Lord, you know, tells us, you know, one of the commandments, one of the 10 commandments that everybody's, you know, protesting about, but probably many of them don't know. One of them is to honor your father and your mother.
That's
and
right.
Father's Day is a day to worship God by honoring your father. And you can do that in so many different ways. But normally, you know, just fathers, just, you know, the uniqueness is, you know, that you're doing well, that, you're loving God and just blessed, you know, that you're making it. And so I want to encourage you, don't forget, you know, to to take time to call your father. If you don't, if your father's already passed to be with the Lord, you know, our prayers go out with you this morning, and know that, you know, God is your father, and he's a father to the fatherless. And, you know, for years, as you can tell, when you go to greglancasterministries.org, you can see, you know, at the next about father and son camping trips and all the videos mm-hmm. there, that we can totally relate to what you're going through. And it's like the past generation, you know, even though it may have been one even there, mm-hmm. it's like the father's role has been absent. And so God is bringing that back. He says in Malachi that he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. So it's two hearts turning there. And that you can just have faith in it, despite what it looks like, despite mm-hmm. what the natural looks like. You can trust God because God lives outside of what we actually see on a continual basis. Because what we see is temporary.
Right.
But what we don't see is eternal. And I just want to encourage you this morning that this is definitely a day to honor Father God, you know, and doing what's right before him as well. So take the time on Sunday or this weekend or whatever your work schedule allows you to do to honor your father, you know, just give him a pat, a hug, a tap, ever how you do it. You know, some guys are like, that means a lot. You know,
yeah, right.
Some guys turn their heads down. A saying one goes, hey, what's up? You know, also, you know, you can actually go to the VFNTV blog. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. And there's a hilarious video there from Sermon Spice. And it's called My Father's Daydream. And it's so hilarious. You got to see it. You can get to it at VFNTV. It's on VFNTV blog. And there's a link that carries you right to Sermon Spice site right there. And you can see it, and it's just hilarious, man. It's like, you know,
yeah.
it just you got to see it. You've yeah, got to see it, you know, because he kind of turns the table on his kids.
Right.
And everything they've been doing to him, he's having a blast doing it back to them. And,
yeah.
And I'll just tell you this. He ends up in a shopping buggy. He ends up in a shopping buggy with his feet. A grown man, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't fit in that way.
I don't think any of us
could. I could fit in a Sam's buggy, a Sam's department store buggy.
I think I could. It's like
a dolly. Anyway, so and then he's sitting there in this with the baby. I guess the baby's head's there. Yeah, right. And
yeah.
So his feet sticking through the holes. Isn't that amazing?
I know.
I got to see this again. How did it happen?
I don't know.
Maybe they had
a stunt
buggy. And so his son, his head wasn't even above the little rail thing you hold on to push it. His head was pointed to the ground and he's shoving that buggy. And the dad's going, I want this and I want, he's in a hardware store.
Yeah.
He's going like, he's grabbing drills off the shelf and rollers. It's mine. And his daughter's like turning away and trying to act like she doesn't know him. And he goes, I know her over there.
Yeah, with a megaphone.
Oh yeah, with a megaphone. You got to see it. You can see it on the blog, the VFNTV blog. And also it just kind of lets us know, I'll let you know our hearts towards you. We just want to wish you a happy Father's Day this morning. And Father's role is so important that the enemy has put an all-out right assault on it. And but I got good news for you. Father God is going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers and the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. And you can hold fast because God's word proves true. And it's just an exciting thing. And he's really into the father-child relationship. I mean, it's something about it. So much so we saw it. We saw it in the wilderness mm-hmm. over again and again. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen, you know, where fathers and mentors would come out and they would just be there for the sons of the city. Mm-hmm. And they would just affirm them and bless them. And that special relationship was just, God would just manifest his power in such an awesome way. You remember the Marine?
Beautiful.
Remember the Marine that stuck his hand in the ant bed? We had the Marines come out and help us.
Yeah.
Is that so cool?
Yeah.
That was so cool, you know, that you know, we had over 1,000 fathers and sons out there all over the place. Mm-hmm. And the Marines came out in their fatigues, mm-hmm. and which is sharp in itself, you know, but then they're putting all these big, huge tents up and slinging sledgehammers. Only a Marine can do that. That's some tough work, you know what I'm saying? That's some tough work. And I remember when John was holding the camera, I said, when you're out there, I want you to video that. And he's sitting there watching these guys with a video camera. And he's thinking, they're talking about me. And you could tell that there was drops of sweat on the camera lens because there was like salted beads on top of the lens in the video. But yeah, it was just so cool to have the Marines out there. And so mm-hmm. then, you know, at one particular time, we would form this tunnel. I mean, this is Father's Day. Let's talk about it a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so we would form this tunnel at one part of our encounters in the wilderness, and you had fathers on both sides of this tunnel. And first the father, first the fathers would come to the front of this. I'm going to give a shout out this morning to John Babb, who was blessed us with Ken Special Events. You know, we had 8,000 square foot tent in the wilderness, and it's like just this huge city of a tent. Mm-hmm. And the boys would sit, and the sons would sit, you know, and these are all the sons, any male son in the city would sit, while the fathers and mentors would stand in front of them, kind of in front of, you know, where they were, and they would just stand in the gap, and they would just say, you know, would you forgive me for not being the father that I should have been in your life? You know, I mean, if anybody's mm-hmm. parented, you know, if you haven't parented, you got a lot of theories, but once you start parenting,
right,
it's just like, even Dr. Dobson says this. He says, listen, when you get to the teen years, just get through them. And this man studied it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so in that, the men would stand, the fathers would stand in front of the boys, and they would look them square in the eye, and they would say, forgive me for not, would you mm-hmm. forgive me for not being the father that you needed in your life, including the mentors for mm-hmm. the boys whose fathers were absent through death or absent through for whatever reason. And the boys were always so quick. It was amazing. The boys would just go, remember, just like a chorus. Oh, yeah. They would go, I forgive you.
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful?
It was beautiful.
It's like, you know, you think, you know, some people, so because, you know, it's just amazing how quick, if we just ask, you know, and of course, they form a tunnel where men on both sides, which mm-hmm. imagine is basically like, you know, imagine two men facing each other and they're kind of like 3 feet apart or something, 4 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of men to their shoulders, you know, side to side. I mean, you can see this if you go to greglancasterministries.org and click on the banner next to Bow Back. But anyway, they just have this whole tunnel. I guess it's sort of like you can think about Soul Train. Remember Soul Train? And then somebody would dance down the middle of the thing. Yeah. You know, anyway.
I thought I recognized you.
Yeah, that wasn't me, man. That was me with the big pant leg thing.
Bell
bottoms, yeah.
Big high heels.
Yeah, yeah. There weren't high heels. They were lifts or something. I forget what they were. No, it wasn't. It wasn't me.
What, the vest?
No, it was just me pointing back and forth. But, you know, so these kids would go through this tunnel, and they would take their time. It took a long time because we had hundreds of kids. And we had, you know, hundreds of men. I mean, you cut 1,500, it's 500 each, right? So, the boys would go, and they would look the boys square in their eyes. And they would say things that very few men, children, boys hear. Mm-hmm. You know, they would say, you know, God loves you. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know, God's got a plan for your life. You know, you could be a doctor. You can be a lawyer. And they would just share what was on their heart. And when they did this, the boys would just begin to just weep because they've never heard, most of them have never heard. First of all, it's not necessarily that somebody's not saying it. It's just Satan saying so many negative things about us, mm-hmm. you know, that we need somebody to speak positive in our life. You know, that's what VFN Radio is about. And the VFN family. And so just to let you know, and so that then The boys would begin to just weep, and then the men were overtaken because the men didn't realize what power that they held, mm-hmm. you know, that they actually could say things that would melt this child's heart, who previously they probably judged and thought this kid would never listen. But the thing is that would you love him? And if you would love him and bless him, then he would, you know, eventually come around. And it was just so awesome that these boys would go, and these men took their time. You know, we've been out there for a day or two by this time, and everybody's just, you know, in sweats. Yeah. It's like there is no moose out there, you know, no animals or hair products. And so basically, and then the fathers would begin to weep over these sons. And so then they had the, they named this tunnel, you know, we call it the tunnel of affirmation because we mm-hmm. just want to affirm our sons. We wanted to tell them that they can grow up to be something, you know, and this is what's so cool about it too. Because it broke all the stereotypes of the adversary that likes to try to divide us. Mm-hmm. Because you had every race, every type of male. You had young men, older men. You had grandpas and dads and young, you know. It was really cool to see these young, you know, 20-year-olds, even 19-year-olds come out and said they want to be there for these boys. Mm-hmm. And then they would see, you know, their styles were different. They would see, you know, attorneys, but also, you know, your teachers and police officers, but they were all not in those attire. Mm-hmm. And they it broke every stereotype they had, because all these men that they thought they were isolated from said that, I love you and God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. It's just so powerful. It was, you know, it's just so cool.
Right.
And so then once the boys started crying because it blew them away, you know, then the men were like, oh my gosh, I'm leaking, you know, and then the men would start weeping. And then God was just swirling. I mean, the swirling of God's presence and power. And he was just, you know, Paul said to Thessalonians, he says, the reason why I know that God's in your life, the reason why I know that God has chose you is because, for the fact that the presence of God, you know, the total presence of the Lord, and that when God's presence and power shows up, then you are able to, know that that's God. And God just swirled around in a powerful way, and it was just so awesome to see that. And God's going, this is me. The reconciliation of relationships between children and their father and fathers and their children, that's a God thing. That's what the enemy fights it so much. And so and why I'm saying that is because, so you have this tunnel going on. I'm talking about the Marines here. Mm-hmm. And you're in fathers. And so we got this tunnel going on, and all these things are happening. And right before that, you know, when I was talking and sharing what God had on my heart for all of them, and you know, we're in the woods, we're in the wilderness, we're not in no building, we're not in some, you know, whatever, we're out there.
Right.
And I have Marines. Marines were sitting at the foot of the stage, like almost like Indian style, like every 5 feet, 10 feet or something. Mm-hmm. Was Marines all the way across there, almost like guarding the anointing.
Yeah.
Is that beautiful? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was so awesome. And then one of the Marines, you know, first of all, he wanted to find out if he could stick his, someone of one of his fellow Marines said, he dared him to stick his hand in an ant bed.
Yeah.
You know, and so he sticks his arm all the way down to his shoulder in an ant bed, but he didn't know he was allergic to ants. Yeah. And so
that many.
Huh?
That many.
Yeah, like a million ants. And so then he goes, as he stops breathing, they take him to the hospital. And of course, they give him some Benadryl or something. And, you know, that goes away. And then his sergeant walks in. His gunny sergeant walks in. It's so funny. And he looks at him and he goes, did you learn something? Yes, sir. Yes, gunny sergeant. And he goes, you going to do it again? No, gunny sergeant. He goes, okay. And then he walks out. But then when he came back, you know, the Marines are standing guard over this tunnel. So they began to stand guard over this tunnel of affirmation. And God's glory was so strong. Glory meaning the presence of God, the radiating presence of God. Imagine smoke, you know, clean smoke. Imagine bright light but you can only see it on the faces of men. And there was one Marine, this Marine that I just told you about, that was standing there, and he was looking at the tunnel of affirmation, kind of looking to the right and to the left at it, and tears were just pouring down his face. But yet at the same time, the glory of God was all over him. His face just lit up like a brightness of God. And it was just this moment, if you even looked his way, you could just, God just melted your heart. You know, and it was just a powerful thing, you know, it's just, I just want to tell you fathers this morning that you're very special. You're very important. And that's why the enemy does everything he can do to emasculate you, to cause you to feel like you're insignificant, or cause you to feel like, what do I have to offer? You have to offer you. I mean, you're a father. And there's one thing that is amazing is that coming from a lot of, you know, social work and the concept of ministry and also in law enforcement that, you know, your kids love you, you know, they love you, and, they may have some struggles trying to figure out their womanhood and their manhood and all that kind of stuff. And just trying to, they have to go through that to find out who they are. They can't live vicariously through you. They have to actually become their own person. Mm-hmm. And a father understands that. That's why he gets rough sometimes. And and realize that they do want you in their life and to play a part. So I just want to wish you this morning a happy Father's Day. Don't forget you can go to the VFN TV blog and check out that, you know, that father's dream. The man is in a father now, is in a shopping buggy, in a hardware store, you know, grabbing tools and
yeah.
It's crazy, huh?
It's hilarious.
Oh my goodness! You can get to it. There's actually a link right there at they'll take you right to Summer Spice to be able to see it. We'll be right back after this message.
You know, when you think about, you know, John 15, where Jesus says, he tells us, you know, right before he's going to go to be with the Father, he says all these things basically that I've asked of you. You know, it's impossible to do, to bear fruit. But it can be done. It's possible to do it on your own, but you can do it through the empowerment of Jesus Christ and abiding with him. And he said, my Father's the gardener, and he is the vine, and we're the branches. I mean, we all have to work together in this. And, you know, abiding is so important, but it's so easy. So many people have made it so religious that they sing it is, you know, it seems totally impossible, but it's not impossible. That's religion telling you it's impossible. As a matter of fact, I want Jamie to be able to tell you. Jamie is 6 years old, and he abides with the Lord. Just hear it in Jamie's own word. This is what your life should be like when you abide.
My name is Jamie, and I'm from Texas, and I really wish that everyone could figure out the Holy Spirit of God, and if we could follow him, we could probably be good, and God will probably make us gooder. And I think that what would we do if we could figure out if God can give us power, like following him? If we could do that, maybe we can finally figure out the Holy Spirit. And if we have a Bible and we're reading it, you might want to follow it, because it gives you more stuff to follow the Lord. And the Bible, it's what God is wanting you to do. And I think if you follow it, then you would be one of the angels from God.
Jamie is 6 years old. He's abiding with God. All we did, right, Pat?
Mm-hmm. All I asked him, what is your name?
What is your name? What you heard was a young man who's 6 years old who was abiding with the Lord. Listen, it's very simple. Religion's made it difficult. I mean, everybody wants to. You need a simple plan. A simple plan that even a six-year-old can follow. Listen, God loves you, wants to spend time with you. It's not impossible what he's asking you to do, but it's impossible to do it on your own. You can do it with an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. You want to find out more? Go to iabide.org. We have a plan waiting for you, a simple plan waiting for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your plan there, and it'll come to you immediately. Well, you think about, you know, abiding. I mean, talk to us, Steve. Talk to us about, you know, somebody out there, they're thinking about, oh, it's just so hard, and, you know, what do I do? I mean, what would you say to them?
It's just really simple. It's not hard. You're just being with Jesus. You're talking with him. You're reading his word, and you're just listening.
Right.
You're talking to him. He's talking to you. And it really is that simple.
How rapidly did your growth in God happen once you started abiding with him?
It was amazing.
Isn't it?
God just started pouring out himself because he just says, you seek me, I'm going to seek you.
He says, you draw near to me, mm-hmm. I will draw near to you. You can find out more about that at iabide.org. You know, everybody really wants to abide. They want to hang out with God like John 15, Jesus tells us. But they just need a little simple plan to do that. You can find out at iabide.org. Just request your plan today.
Wow, this is totally pretty cool. You know, this morning, you know, you're listening to VFN Radio this morning. That I want to. We always have our wisdom moment, and we ask 31. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and there are sometimes 31 days, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 28 days in the month. Mm-hmm. But pretty much, you know, we try to find, you know, a corresponding chapter to a corresponding month for wisdom. Like we always say, you know, you can have a ton of knowledge and no wisdom. And the sad thing about it, if that's true, you don't know this, but those around you know it. Because, you know, knowledge puffs up, but wisdom is the proper application of what you know. You know, and so, and wisdom is of the Lord. And so Proverbs just is packed with wisdom. Mm. And, you know, and today, you know, it is the 15th of the month. And so we look at Proverbs chapter 15, and we're going to pick one, you know, one or two verses, what we do every time we do this, because we want to just, you know, wash you with God's wisdom. So all the knowledge and all the everything that you have that, you know, it'll be covered in wisdom and how you use it. And God has something to say about everything, and we do it his way in view of his mercy, then, you know, God will bless us. And today it's 15:16, Proverbs 15:16, and it reads, better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. You know, you think about it, you know, that the lie that the enemy has told so many, you know, so many Americans, mm-hmm. in this generation, that is that no matter what and what's happening in your life, you know, if you just get more wealth, more money, you're going to be happier.
Yeah.
And have you noticed it's not working. And believe it or not, you know, God's designed us. He's designed us. It may really, you know, just shock you. But he's designed us to adjust to our conditions, you know, and you think about it, you know, if you are a administrative person and, you know, you're doing, you know, maybe you're a musician or something like that, not a musician, just you're an administrative person, and you start to grab a hammer and you start to do, you know, some work out there, like building something, then your hands are going to be easily blistered and that type of thing. But you need, if you have that light type work, like a doctor or something, you know, you're going to need a sensitive touch to be able to know, you know, that you're touching the little small scalpel and you're doing these different mm-hmm. things, or you're having to feel the touch of your fingers, you know, mm-hmm. I want to say tactile is what I want to say, but then if you start, you know, working in carpentry, you know, God's designed that your body that although for the first little bit, you're going to have all kinds of blisters all over your hands, the body will react to that. And mm-hmm. then your skin now will thicken up mm-hmm. and it'll be a protective area so that from now on, you're not going to have, you know, those blisters coming up. But if you go back and try to do surgery with those hands,
right,
it's like, whoops, was that your liver?
Yeah, right. You know?
And so, I mean, God has the body totally designed. You know, I remember when, and I'm saying this for a reason, because, you know, the proverb, the wisdom today is, you know, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil, you know, and realize that we can adjust. And another thing I remember when I was going from Florida to New York years ago for my first time or second time, and I was I was in Florida. So I'm wearing like shorts and, you know, some, you know, palm tree type, you know, you know, Hawaiian shirt or something. Yeah. And I'll go to New York. And so I got to LaGuardia when I landed. And of course it was a different temperature there.
you know, and I was freezing. You know, I had to wait for a cab, and it was just so miserable. But it wasn't miserable when I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I learned at that time, that even God's designed our bodies to adapt, that if you're in the hotter climate, your blood's going to thin, be real thin. Mm-hmm. And that way you can stay cooler. But if you go into a colder climate and you stay there for a while, then, you know, you're going to, your blood will thicken up, and that'll help keep you warm. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, the adjustment, it takes a little while for things to adjust, but God's designed us, you know, to be able to adjust. And one mindset that we have to, I mean, you get freedom when you get this mindset. This is the mindset is, I want God. I don't care what it takes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't care what I have to give up. You know, and Paul said, you know, I've learned to abase and abound. I learned to just be contented where I am, and I've learned to live in the blessing. But it doesn't matter. The blessing doesn't have me. I have a blessing from God. And so realize this, that if the enemy's telling you that you can't adjust if you have to switch jobs to from a job that owns you to a job that you can work and still move in your destiny with God, that you can adjust. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, I was they were going through budget crisis, you know, when I first got on as a deputy. And the first thing I got when I got hired on as a deputy sheriff was my pink slip. The first week they say, here's your pink slip, which means, you know, you're not going to be here because of the budget.
Right.
And so I get hired up, and they give me and several of my friends, you know, well, we got hired on the same time, you know, a pink slip. And because they're having budget restraints. And so there's all this budget thing going on. And so, you know, are we going to be able to have the deputies or not, and that type of thing. And then, you know, as I was there for a while, and, you know, I got married to Donna, obviously. And, and she was working in the workplace that particular time, and I was working. But then Amber, you know, we got pregnant.
Wow.
She's going, no, we didn't. No, and so then, you know, it changes things, mm-hmm. you know, and all of a sudden, you know, we're going to be a one income family because Donna's going to, you know, come home. Although she's a trooper, man. She worked all the way up through that pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to, no matter what, but she came home thinking, how in the world am I going to make it on one check? Mm-hmm. You know, one law enforcement check at that time was
right.
Not what it is today. And, so I'm in this big dilemma, and all these other agencies are coming in to hire us all up because everybody's being threatened with pink slips and stuff. And so you had, like, you know, Pinellas County coming, you had Dallas coming, you had, these bigger cities wanting to hire up existing law enforcement officers already trained. Mm-hmm. And so we're planning on Dallas, Fort Worth. I mean, I study Dallas. I'm thinking, man, this is beautiful. I want to be in Dallas. Man, they got stuff, you know?
Right, right.
And so I was ready and set to either go to Pinellas or Dallas, but Dallas is pretty much what I figured out. I wanted to be, you know, the police officer in Dallas, Fort Worth. I was going to leave from Florida. And so I'm going in there to meet with my lieutenant.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was breaking the news. I just made up my mind. You know, I got, you know, we're losing this income, and I'm going to have to make some real tough, tough decisions. So I'm probably going to go. And he kind of interrupted me. He says, well, it just looks like you're going to have to spend less. You know, that never, at that time, it really never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And America right now, it's really not crossing anybody's mind mm-hmm. that, you know, $5 cup of Starbucks can buy you a can of coffee. And the nicest coffee maker you could think about, you know, yeah. And you can make it for a dime. I mean, there is a way to spend less. You don't want to give up God for money. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, happened in America right now where, you know, it says that you can either serve God or serve money, but you can't serve them both. You know, what's going to happen with that is going to be, you know, you're going to, you know, miserable. You're going to be miserable. There's a miserable. You're going to be turmoil in your life. You know, you're telling everybody you're just trying to earn the money and you're trying to make everybody happy and all that kind of stuff. But everybody's going to be miserable because, you know, you can't let go of God to grab a hold of money. He says you can either serve God or money, but, you know, you can't serve them both. You'll hate one and despise the other. You'll be devoted to one and not to the other, you know. And right now we're at a big crossroads in America where, you know, we're deciding what we're going to do, you know. And what would be really, this would be really cool. This would be really, really cool, Pat, that if in fact we get this revelation, if we get this revelation and we repent before we lose our money.
Quick.
You know, somebody says, I've been with a paycheck and I've been without a paycheck. Without. I would prefer to have one, you
exactly.
know? And so, but you know, this is the thing is, are we willing to have a little with the fear of the Lord or great wealth with turmoil? And look at the whole nations in turmoil right now. I mean, like we've talked about before, you know, you can go back and look at original intent and your highlights that, you know, World War I happened because we thought we needed more wealth to supply big government because President Woodrow Wilson felt like the government needed to be bigger. Hence, we needed people to buy our products who, you know, Europe and all was buying our products. Mm-hmm. And they were in war, so they didn't have time or resources to be able to buy our products. And so because of economy, because of needing wealth to sustain a government, which is totally outside the original intent
right.
of our founding fathers, is about very small government, that we went to war for trade so that we can have, you know, and President Woodrow Wilson is the one that began to develop the League of Nations, which grew in after World War II, mm-hmm. United Nations, which is a huge issue today.
Right.
And the secret is small government and big God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, government is all authority is established by God. You know, governments are not wrong. And we're supposed to pray for those in authority over us, but they're not God.
Right.
And you don't ever want to mix the two. We'll be talking in the future about, you know, what the Queen did and the Church of England did. But I want to encourage you this morning that, you know, I'm just imagine if I'm your lieutenant and you're a deputy and you're coming in and you're telling me, oh my goodness, this and that. And I'm looking at you right now and say, listen, you know, did you ever think about spending less? You know, do you really want to give up your time with God and your fellowship with other brothers and sisters in the Lord? Are you really going to say that, you know, that's the time that you guys get together, the time that you dedicate yourselves to the teaching of God's word and fellowshipping and eating together and just for money? You know, turmoil is going to come in your life, but peace will come when you have the fear of the Lord. So I want to encourage you this morning with a wisdom moment that, you know, chase after God. And everything else will follow because the Lord says, even the birds of the air I take care of. So you know he's going to take care of you. We'll be right back.
And if you're out there and you're listening and you know you find that life is empty and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you work the good job. You went to school. You're married. You have a family. You have children. And you know what? Things still don't seem to quite satisfy. And it still seems like, you know, there's a big hole in your heart. I want to encourage you. There is hope today. You know, there is a hope through relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And you can meet him at Meet My Father. You know, the world is hungry. And I can tell you, I was in the same place. I can relate. You know, I went to school. I did all the right things that you're supposed to do. But yet, deep down in my heart, I still had such a huge hole and no amount of everything the world had to offer me, and I did it all, was never satisfying. And still, at the end of the day, I still was missing my relationship with God. You know, if that's you, let me tell you, you can meet him. You can go to meetmyfather.org, and you can meet my father, and you can begin this journey of understanding and knowing him personally. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Well, you know, John, I was just thinking about, you know, how important it is that when you're walking with God and you've been abiding with God and all of a sudden God's calling you to the next level. And we're looking around today when we're actually talking this moment and there's just, we don't like to think about it, but there is a religious spirit. There's a religious spirit. You know, we don't like to say it too much because it's so prominent. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, if you say it too loud, the people are going to start thinking maybe I have it, you know? I being them. And, you know, and so, I mean, people are literally telling people by the forcefulness of the spirit on them. They may not say anything, but the forcefulness of it, and Satan's interpreting it that way. Satan's making people interpret it that way, and they're believing the accuser, saying that, you know, you're not qualified. You're not good enough to be a protector of God's people, a shepherd, a
a preacher, a minister of the gospel. You know, and minister means servant, by the way. I mean, we've totally, it doesn't mean, you know, et cetera. You know, it just means you're just servant. And so they're basically, you know, Satan's saying, you know, the lie is from this religious spirit is that you're not good enough to be a servant. Is that crazy? Mm-hmm. You know?
So true, though. So true.
It is. And so, you know, and so what's being said by this religious spirit is you got to get to my level. If you get to my level, then you can do what I'm doing.
Right.
And it's like, but you're trying to kill me right now, you know, in what you're doing. And we're just trying to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And every time somebody begins to stir for God in your city, you immediately just snuff them out. And you don't even see that you snuffed them out.
Wow.
You know, we don't need to get that smart. That's a little too smart. You know, when we actually we think that you know, we can stop, you know, we have a place that we can actually stop what God's doing, God's moving on someone's heart, that type of thing. It's a religious spirit. It's what it is. You know, it's a religious spirit. And so,
Well, great. Think about this. Yes. Think about the disciples. Mm-hmm. I mean, would they even be qualified under the religious spirit this day? Jesus just told Peter, do you love me?
Right.
If you love me, feed my sheep.
Right, right.
Feed.
Right. That's exactly it. You know, that was the word that God gave me when he called me out to be a pastor at one time in my ministry. It was, if you love me, just feed them. Three times he told me, just like he told Peter, you know, feed them. And of course, the first thing we think is everybody knows. But when you start moving in God and you start hearing what he's saying and you get trained up in the things of God, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about VF and you. You know, Vine Fellowship Network University, that you need to get not trained up in religion. You don't need to get trained up in how to meet some hierarchy, because a servant of God is about humility and is finding out how low can I go? How dependent can I be on God? How close can I get to zero so that Jesus can be my hero? You know what I'm saying? He can begin to do all this work through me, right?
It's not about an oratorical gift or nothing like that.
No, it's not. As a matter of fact, Paul said, you know, when I come to you, I make sure, even though I can do something, I can come to you with enticing words. He says, I'm very cautious that I don't do that. And it's been done so much too. I know a lot of people in America that they're not satisfied unless somebody gives them some oratorical expounding on the whatever, you know, and it's like, you know, I'm going to make you you know, I won't show me fruit. I'm not gonna stimulate you that way. I'm gonna just talk to you and have a conversation with you. And if you want to find out more about just serving God, you know, just knowing more about Him, joining the family of God, finding out, you know, how does the family function? How can you have government in family? I mean, you know, so often we're bringing the world's government into the church, and it's just not that way. And so you can find out more about that if you're interested. Just go to vfnu.org. Don't be intimidated by that religious spirit. The very thing that's on them that's trying to stop you is evidence that God has called you and has a plan for your life. Don't let the enemy stop you. Go to vfnu.org today.
Well, they're going to be, Pat, I don't know if you heard about it or not, but there's going to be a lot of believers are praying, you know, because the Lord tells us that if my people pray.
Right.
Humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, then God will, our Father God will hear from heaven and He'll heal the land. Right now, obviously, the land needs healing,
right?
And us, the land of God, needs healing in that area. But with that, you know, Ken Johnson, he is a chaplain for I believe it was the Indianapolis Colts. Was it Indianapolis?
The football team?
Yeah.
The Colts.
Colts. Mm-hmm. And he actually, as a matter of fact, I'll just listen to him right. You got to hear what he says right here. Hold on a minute.
Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, he said, would humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he said that he would hear us, heal us, and forgive us. Grandma said it this way, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. So if you want some power, you got to pray. I pray with our team. I pray across the nation that we will be filled with the power of God, that we can truly finish strong. You want some power? Just pray.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my goodness. You think about it. It's so cool. You know, you can see that, more about that, on the VFN TV blog. Go to VFNTV.com. But it's they have a website set up. It's ifmypeople2012.org. If my people, you can actually, 2012.org. Just go to VFN TV blog and just click on it. And they're planning on a 40-day time of prayer and fasting before the election. I realize that if you study what how God moves, but he changed his plan for Nineveh, you know, when Nineveh prayed and sent Jonah there. And prayer is not at the biggest time. It's mostly, I mean, it's always very, very important, but at the greatest moment you need to is the greatest attack that'll be on your life telling you, you know, why pray.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is the enemy's trying to get you not to, because he knows if you do pray that God will hear, he will forgive, he will restore, and he will heal our land. Mm-hmm. So if you want to find out more, go to the VFN TV blog and see. You can get to it at VFNTV.com, and maybe you want to join up. Maybe not the whole 40 days, but you can. We actually, with the VFN family, we pray every Monday. We seek to pray every Monday, stand on a watch, mm-hmm. and take like a 3-hour watch, and for 24 hours, you know, we pray. As a matter of fact, you know, I just want those to know that our subscribers who subscribe to VFN TV, that we pray for you. And our listening audience, you know, even if you're not a subscriber, we just pray in general for you, you know, and that know that prayer's going up with thousands of hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the one day a week, but it's 24 hours. And so all around the world, you know, the VFN family, they're logging in, they're looking at our secure network to be able to see what needs they are and praying over the government. We've been praying for our president, you know, for quite some time. We're going to be revealing some prophetic things about, you know, what God's going to, what he's shown us he's going to do. We already have some things we've shared to you, and you can find it on your VFN TV app or VFNTV.com about what's going to be happening with the economy, you know, what God's doing. And God prepares the people. He prepares you. And since we're actually more interested now because of today's wisdom and the fear of the Lord, we're not that concerned about it, because all this is orchestrating being able to get us back into a place with God. You have to listen to yesterday's broadcast on VFN TV. You can find that at the on the 14th, June the 14th, archives there, and be able to listen to it in the highlights. But about, you know, some interesting times are coming. If you don't know this, you can subscribe for free. Yes, you can do it. You can text to subscribe. You can text from your phone. Go to just text VFN. That's a V as in Victor. VFN TV to the number 22828. Text VFN TV to the number 22828. It'll walk you through a simple little process, and you'll be subscribed and ready to go. You also can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe today. I don't know if you know this also, that, you know, every weekend, you know, because VFN Radio is every single day live, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, and then it runs for 24 hours. That day's program does, because all the time zones across the earth are able to pick it up and have the morning program. For example, you know, when Jackery gets up, 10 hours later in Japan, mm-hmm. Okinawa, you know, they can listen to it. And it makes it available. Plus, as well, you know, you don't even know. I mean, life gets so busy, you know, you can come back and forth to it and kind of let it just, you know, play all day long. You can play it on your iPhones, Androids, computers, smart TVs, all these different great devices. And podcasts are actually coming very, very soon. I'm going to be talking Monday. I just want to give you a heads up. Monday, we're going to be talking about the Stuxnet virus and the flame virus and the cyber warfare that's it's happening, it's been happening, and we're going to talk in detail about it because you got to prepare for this. You know, there's nothing. I mean, you think about the tragedy of you know, losing your pictures. You have your pictures on your computer, and your computer crashes, and you lose these memories, you know, because you didn't print them off. But imagine losing other things like your identity, you know, your, you know, banking information. If you do your banking and we're going to talk about it. It's because this particular new viral things that are happening on the web that's being done by governments is able to go and turn your webcams on. It turns your audio on, and they can just watch, you know, what's going on. They can actually hear and record what's going on, and it just sends all this to another place, and then it snapshots your screen. So whatever You know, if you're looking at your banking information or for a country, this is about, you know, countries are doing this. And so if you have your nuclear plans up for your country right there, it can snapshot that screen and immediately sends it to whatever place they select it to.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's actually happening as we speak. And so we'll be talking more about it on Monday. You know, it's just getting there. We've talked about this. We're talking about it. That's why we're here on VFN Radio, to inform you and to prepare you. We knew, you know, by stepping in this arena that we're stepping into, in the social media arena and all these different, you know, we're doing that, you know, because God loves you, we love you, and God has a plan for your life. And we're willing to step into that to make sure that somebody's standing with you, you know, as you stand for God and you turn to God. But realize the times are changing. You're going to look at, you know, we're going to talk about, it's going to require, you know, a one type of economy to be able to control all the things that are taking place. It's going to require a governing body that governs worldwide, which is kind of like one world government.
Right.
And then it's going to require, you know, some policing and law enforcement. So you're going to have virtual police. And so, I mean, it's all happening. I mean, if you would have tuned into yesterday's segment, you would have heard more, and you can. You can go to the archives, and you also go to the VFN TV blog about this. But you can hear that about the Google mapping, face recognition, and the prophetic word that was given by Johnny Foote, and some other words that were shared about, you know, where we're going. You know, relax, cheer up, realize that, you know, if you're the Lord's, this is going to be the greatest time ever for your spirit man to be blessed as you see, you know, people enter into the kingdom of God, and you'll know what to do. If you're part of VFN family, we can say this for sure, that, you know, we are going to empower you to be able to walk in an abiding relationship with God. Now, what that means is this, and you can find out more about this at iabide.org. God loves you. He wants to hang out with you. He wants to talk to you. You know, he wants to tell you about what's happening, and he wants you to tell him about your day, and he wants to give you wisdom on how to apply that. And he does this by just hanging out with him. John 15 says in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, that outside of abiding with him, hanging out with him, remaining in him, it's impossible to do what we have to do anyway. But with him, all things are possible. So if you want that plan, we have it for you. It's totally free. Just go to iabide.org and you can just simply request your plan, and it'll come to you immediately. We actually have a video. We have a practical aspect of it, you know, and just how to live an abiding lifestyle and all those things. Even get started in getting a foundational understanding in God. That's available to you at iabide.org. We'll be right back in a moment. You know, quite often, you know, we're looking and we're searching, we're trying to find out, you know, maybe this will actually make me feel better. Maybe this job will fix me. Maybe this relationship will fix me. Maybe money will fix me. Maybe education will fix me. Maybe medication will fix me. I don't know what it is, but something we're always trying to, we don't consciously say, hey, I need a fix. We don't consciously say, I have a hole in my heart and I'm trying to fill it. But the truth is, if we really studied it, if we really thought it through, the truth is that we have a hole in our heart and we're trying to fill it and nothing's working. And I'm going to tell you something, that journey that you went on, that you went to relationship after relationship, you went to job after job, you went after money, you went after fame, whatever it is. And it leaves you not only dry, but it leaves you shameful. It leaves you like, I'm not worth anything now. But let me tell you something, that was nothing but a distraction. That our God, through his son, Jesus Christ, can actually cleanse you from all that. Don't worry about it. It's only religious people who will tell you that God won't accept you. That's like the Pharisees. That's the whole reason why Jesus came for us. You know, you've got to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing more powerful. As a matter of fact, we shared a few of our stories at meetmyfather.org. We've shared a couple of them just to find out so you can get the different perspectives of how, you know, the people that God saves. You know, Paul said this. He said, the reason why God saved me is because I was the chiefest of sinners. And by looking at me, you can see how big his grace is. There's enough grace for you. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. And the extra hour today, which is coming to the end of the first hour, but in the extra hour, we're going to be talking about, you know, some prophetic dreams and some prophetic dreams that God gave about this very one moment. And I don't know if you've seen people wearing this mask, you know, and in this mask, there, it represents something. And we're going to talk about that, you know, and understand that God's telling us what's going to happen with all of this. And it's going to be very interesting, encouraging to let you know what to do. And Occupy Wall Street. You know, you're seeing this mask there. We're going to talk about that. God's kind of showed us some details about it. And it's just really very interesting. In addition, we're going to talk about, you know, what the U.S. Pentagon is doing. The U.S. Pentagon right now is deciding that they want to celebrate a particular day. It's called Gay Pride Month. And they're going to officially do it, and they're going to do it in the concept of the way that you would celebrate African-American heritage and all these other things. They put it in the category of that.
Oh, my goodness.
It is. And so this is like, if you haven't yet, we have some prophetic teachings for you right now on at VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV application. And the one is called, is America Under God's Judgment? And there's three phases of judgment. We have to understand that things don't get to a certain point without something happening first. Things don't just happen. And so, and you're going to find out, you know, like one of our listeners did in Orlando, when they heard it, they realized, oh my goodness, because it's just going to present the evidence to you. Just let you, you know, see, find out what God says. We're going to look at reality, what's happening right now in society. And we're going to understand we can't criticize this third phase of what's going on, because we participated in all three of the phases, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I encourage you to begin to listen today. You don't have to be a subscriber for that. Even though subscription's free, you know, you can subscribe today. But you can start listening to it today, and it's going to really bless you, because you're going to have wisdom, you know, about what's going on. You're going to be able to discern it, because God does nothing unless he reveals it prophetically. And it's very important, because everything that we're hearing in the context of all these words that we're sharing is just going to be suddenly. It's just going to be like, boom, you know, things are going to just flip. And that's kind of what you have to be, because if it's done in a way that's gradual, people normally wake up and they stop it. But if you set up a people and then all of a sudden, you know, if you do it quickly, they don't have a chance to be able to react. Because almost everybody, you know, doesn't want to suffer.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are some, but you know, but and so they'll this and so the suddenly we're seeing things happen in seconds, you know, in our mm-hmm. dreams and visions and things that are going on, and it's going to rock the world. It's going to rock things so much. But understand this, that you know, it's kind of like a reboot and a reset, and God's kingdom will continue on. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the best days I believe the church has ever seen, and that's why we're talking to you on VFN Radio, because we want to be prepared for what God is doing. We have so much to talk about. I can't believe we're coming towards the end of our first hour. Make sure you join us in the extra hour. But you're not going to believe this, Pat. They have pizza vending. You have Coke vending machines.
Yeah.
You have candy bar vending machines. Now they have a vending machine for pizzas.
No.
Yes, for pizzas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know, as if 30 minutes wasn't fast enough, you now can put money into a vending machine and get a pizza straight from... Remember, it was tossed, it's mixed and everything, cooked in 3 minutes.
Wow.
3 minutes. It's like John's dream, you know what I'm saying? He loves pizza. And it's called Let's Pizza or something like that. But you just stand in front of it, you push the button, you watch your pizza made, the dough rolled, and everything take place. You can find out, you can actually see this on the VFN TV blog, but you got to see it. It's called Hot Pizza Vending Machine. You get it in 3 minutes. Can you believe we're at the end of our first hour? Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll be joining you really soon in the extra hour. God bless for those that have to take off. We love you. And those that are joining us, we'll see you in a few moments on the radio.